Welcome to Inside Games, the only gaming news channel brave enough to remind you that the PlayStation 5 launched over 3 years ago. We're going on 4 years now.
No. Bruce, come on. Bruce, the PS5 launched like last year, 2020, right?
Lawrence, it's 2024. Yeah, 2024. When do you think 2023 happened?
Well, that was last year. And the 2000s were 10 years ago? Oh God. Yes!
Well, we lost another one. You, viewer, may want to take a seat for this one, too. It may feel like the PS5 just arrived yesterday, but the PlayStation 5 Pro, it's just around the corner.
That's according to some leaks from Sony's internal developer network, which shows that a new PS5 has some more power under the hood. Also looks like it'll be here fairly soon.
To learn more, we got to bring in the one Inside Game staff member that can't be skeletized, because she actually doesn't have a skeleton. Charlotte, tell us about the PlayStation 5 Pro.
Gladly. It's a soft exoskeleton.
like a bug.
Like a larvae. The leaks were first reported on the YouTube channel Moore's Law is Dead, and then Insider Gaming followed up with its own spec leak of the PS5 Pro, or Trinity, as it's codenamed. Cool. What do they reveal? Well, to start, the CPU of the PS5 Pro is identical to the OG PS5, which is the 8-core AMD Ryzen Zen 2, but here's the difference. The Pro has a high CPU frequency mode, which provides a 10% increase all the way to 3.85 gigahertz. Meanwhile, the Pro's fancy new GPU renders 45% faster than the regular PS5. It also boasts 2 or 3 times faster ray tracing, even up to 4 times in some cases. Maybe that dream they sold us of no loading screens is real after all.
Just gotta buy a couple of mid-generation updates. Some add-ons, a little RAM pack you slot in there. Boom, you're gaming. Insider Gaming's Tom Henderson said that the GPU provides a whopping 33.5 teraflops. That's compared to just 10.28 teraflops on the base PS5.
We're so back. Teraflops.
That's more than double the teraflops?
More flops than ever!
That's so many teraflops.
But that might just be a situational thing, because IGN came out with its own spec leak and reported that if you directly compare the power of the PlayStation 5 to the PlayStation 5 Pro, it would be about 10.28 versus 16 to 17. Teraflops, which isn't 33.
Yeah, we're hitting this point in computer graphics where the ability to crunch math doesn't directly translate to more pixels on screen. So it could be like it might have horsepower in one thing that doesn't necessarily translate to frame rates. So it might be perceived versus actual. Who knows? We'll get there eventually. Insider Gaming also says that support for resolutions up to 8K are planned for future SDK versions. So they're not going to be in this one, but apparently they plan to iterate on their upscaling technology.
Very cool. The PS5 Pro also has an upscaling anti-aliasing solution called PlayStation Spectral Super Resolution Upscaling, which sounds like a Gundam attack. It will also have custom machine learning architecture and an AI accelerator. The beefy PS5 will also have a detachable disk drive and 1 terabyte of storage space. This bad boy can hold so many Death Stranding Anniversary Collector's Edition extras.
Now, Sony hasn't confirmed this obviously, but considering that it's coming from multiple sources, it's a pretty good bet that there is something here.
Yeah, everybody's checking with their sources and all the info's checking out, so makes sense to me. All this is coming as PS5 sales are starting to slip, which is more contextual validation that this could be right. Last month, it was reported that Sony downgraded its sales forecast for the current fiscal year. That actually ends at the end of this month, so the end of March.
Previously, Sony said it would sell 25 million PlayStation 5s over the fiscal year. They now expect to sell only 21 million.
Gosh.
So maybe Sony wasn't kidding when they said the PlayStation 5 was in the latter stage of its life cycle.
Yeah, speaking of latter stages of our life cycles, goddamn. So when is the PS5 Pro supposed to release? According to Insider Gaming, it's set to release this holiday season, which at that time would be about 4 years from the release of the original PS5.
It seems really fast. I guess it kind of feels fast.
No.
Oh, jeez. My gosh.
The gap between the PS5 and PS5 Pro is actually longer than it took for Sony to upgrade the PS4. The PS4 originally launched in November of 2013, which was like 2 or 3 years ago, with a Pro version following a mere 3 years later.
Yeah, just in time for Final Fantasy 15, I remember. Speaking of, so where are them games? PS5 got those games, right? What's it going to launch with? What are we going to play on our PS5 Pros that we have to buy double the price from some asshole on StockX? Anyway, GTA 6, right? That's the one, but it's projected to release sometime next year, so we'll have to wait. And that's a multi-platform game.
As for exclusives, Sony has said don't expect any major first-party games before March of 2025. So maybe the improved horsepower will be the big selling point of the PlayStation 5 Pro and no video games.
Or just replaying older ones that have been patched to show off all the new bells and whistles. You can probably expect Spider-Man will support new tech. Hopefully the Demon Souls remaster, that was really good.
Speaking of improved horsepower, there's another pro we've all been waiting for that's also rumored to release in this time frame. The Nintendo Switch 2, Switch Pro, Switch Attach. Are we calling it the Switch Attach? What the hell?
That's the. I saw that rumor bouncing around. It Switch was in attack? The deep web. It didn't necessarily bubble up, but yeah.
We don't know what it's going to be called.
Yeah, it was once expected at the end of 2024, but Japanese financial publication Nikkei published a report in February claiming that Nintendo's Switch successor had been pushed to March 2025 at the earliest.
The report claimed that Nintendo delayed the as-yet-unannounced hardware to build up even more stock, satisfy demand, and prevent scalping, which I'm sure Sony is not doing with the PS5 Pro.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, to Bruce's point, that seemed a little too wholesome for a massive corporation, even one as cute as Nintendo. At the time, we speculated the delay could also have been motivated by the also unannounced release date of Pokemon Legends ZA. Or is it some dumb, is it like, it's just ZA, right?
I think it's Z to A, because like, it should be A to Z, right? But it's Z to A.
They do things a little differently over there. They're game freaks.
I apologize, Pokemon fans. Anyway, that game's sometime in 2025, so up in the air could be a Switch launch title, but probably not.
It could be Pokemon Za, because the last one took place in Spain, and this one could be in Italia.
Za!
It could be out of Pikachu! Anyway, but if Sony is releasing a PS5 Pro this holiday, it makes a lot more sense that Nintendo would rather wait a few months rather than compete directly with the sales power of PlayStation. Within games media, we might see a PlayStation 5 Pro and a Switch 2 as two fairly distinct devices, but to the larger market, they'll both look like game consoles with potentially similar price tags. They have extremely similar market performance as well. With launch dates aligned, the Switch and PlayStation 5 have tracked similar sales over the last 3 years.
It's true. When presented with two consoles at once, customers would probably just pick one or the other because not everybody has $500 to spend on two consoles, so $1,000. If they launch a few months apart, you can get both without any complicated feelings about overconsumption.
It's just a series of treats. It's not me blowing out my bank account. It's nice. So who knows? It's possible that Nintendo learned of Sony's launch plans in late 2024 and decided to nudge the launch of the Switch 2 back a few months, which would give them more time to build up stock, so it's a convenient excuse you can throw around when you don't want to reveal industry information.
Allow me to quote Dracula Untold. Let the games begin.
I'll never not hear Rage Against the Machine after that. It wasn't in the movie, but it always sounds like the end of The Matrix. Anyway. Yeah, it's fun to see companies kind of move around each other in the shadows, especially when they're all dancing for our money. On that point, I mean, I'm sold on another Switch, that's for sure, but a PS5 Pro is a lot fuzzier for me. What about y'all? How do you feel about a follow-up to the PS5?
I mean, as a consumer, personally, it doesn't really hold a lot of weight for me. I think if I had a bigger house with multiple TVs, I would maybe want to have a PS5 in each space, so maybe for people like that. I am excited about the prospect of modular sort of builds being brought to the console market with that detachable disc drive. Unfortunately, as much as I want to believe that it's a cool new direction, it's more about leaving behind physical media. It seems they didn't want to go all in on a disc version like they did for the original run of it. So, you know, enjoy it, you know, while it's happening. It's kind of silly, but, you know, I do wish consoles were weirder. Like, obviously, I want the Switch 2. I want them to just stay the course, make a more powerful version of the thing they already have. However, there is a part of me, the part that wanted the Nightmare Sonic, that also wants Switch to absolutely fumble what it's got going on. Like, I want Nintendo to do something super weird, like Virtual Boy weird, or like Wii U, because it's just, it's fun. they do I want it to be just like a little backpack that goes on your existing Switch, or you have to dock it into like a guy that stands next to your TV.
That would be crazy.
They ship a dude with a marsupial pouch with every Switch, and you just have to slide it into his tummy.
Aw, that'd be so cute.
Yeah, yeah. You should have to bond with your Switch.
You know, I'm kind of blown away because they don't have any video games for the PS5 Pro. Like, what the hell? Like, this doesn't make any sense to me at all. Like, I obviously will buy this and test it because that's my job, but if this were me just buying a new console and being like, oh, do I need the Pro? There is no reason to buy it. I don't, even if they release like DLC or a patch or something for an existing game, why would I spend an extra $400 or $500 on that? So the price has to be very low for the PS5 Pro, and I don't think it's going to be. So this is, to me, almost there is no value in the PS5 Pro until they release a game that showcases the power of it. So I'm waiting to see what killer app they have.
Yeah, I wonder if delays sort of misaligned what they had forecasted when they started production on the PS5 Pro.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it'll be cool to see Rebirth in 4K 60, I guess. I mean, it has a performance mode that stays around 60 FPS, so I'm fine. That's really my pain point, is games that just wouldn't go over 30 FPS, but... So I can see the, like, if you have a 4K TV and it's really nice, I can see the, like, the allure of 4K 60 or the potential of 4K 60 for games you've already played. That might be the selling point, especially if PlayStation's your primary platform. But I do wonder about diminishing returns with graphics, because Spider-Man 2 already looked really, really, really good. And I think, like, the tech levels are getting to the point where you kind of have to start being an enthusiast to see the difference. I think the difference in frame rates, most people can tell between 30 and 60, even though some people debate that. But yeah, I just think PlayStation's has a brand power now where people are just going to buy the new thing. They didn't buy PSVR 2, which is interesting. There was a report that they're actually going to discontinue production of that until they sell through stock. So the brand power is an absolute, but I think if people get the notion that this is just a fundamental upgrade to their gaming library, they'll buy it in the way that PC customers buy new video cards just to see the effect it has on their existing experience. We're entering this weird phase where, yeah, console gamers have a lot of disposable income, and they're almost like waiting for something to throw it at. That almost feels like what the market is. So I think it'll do really well, even if it doesn't have a game that shows it off. If they just have some patches showing like Horizon or Last of Us Remaster running at 4K 60, I think that'll be enough of a selling point for people. But yeah, tech-wise, gosh, in comparison, Xbox doesn't have anything. Sheesh. What's it supposed to be? Hellblade 2, maybe? Maybe?
I do think one thing that could kind of sell me on this is, like, in some ways the PS5, this console generation, does feel like a stepping stone to what's next, in that you have to choose between performance or fidelity. Like, do you want, like, 4K approaching 60 or something like that, or do you want ray tracing? Like, with Spider-Man and Cyberpunk, like, I do not like that you have to kind of, like, pick. Like, you can have the pretty reflections, but it's 30 FPS, and I wonder if an iterative update would make it possible to have both of those going on. It certainly sounds like the processing power would be enough, but, I mean, it's hard to say. Like, I feel like we'll look back and we'll be like, that's crazy that we had to, like, pick which setting we wanted more.
Yeah. Those 33... we're not gonna get 33 teraflops? I'm pissed. What the hell?
Need more flops. Now.
Speaking of people that need more flops... These patrons, these people that support our Inside Games Patreons, have been supporting us for months and months and months. They already have a PlayStation 5 Pro. They got all the flops. Blunt Smoking Anus Destroyer. Damn, that's a new one. Scotty Ryan, Lenny Neves, and Kyle Abbott.
Well, Bruce, I got one better. My patrons have gamed so hard, they have become a PlayStation 5 Pro. That's right, they're out there. Dougal Tootbo, Keita White, Brown Sugar, and Aaron Frace. Congratulations on your new life.
And speaking of Blunt Smoking Anus Destroyer, today's Inside Games Inside Gamer is Blunt Smoking Anus Destroyer, who actually signed up for our Patreon for an entire year so that we say their name at least 12 times.
Blunt Smoking Anus Destroyer.
Thank you, Charlotte. Thank you for saying it correctly.
Bruce! All right. Let me give a little camera gag here.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's a skeleton? We're doing a skeleton gag?
Yeah, I'm going to explode into a skeleton, so I have to give Shookalon a little right. Empty shot.
Got it.
All right.